This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I love this headline. Hillary rockets in the third place in predicted list of 2020 Democrats. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Hillary rockets. She didn't rocket in the first place. She didn't rocket into second place. She rocketed into third place. I mean, this is a level of desperation that... Do I need to really explain this? Look, first of all, if you're going to rocket into something, you don't rocket into third place. Maybe in the top 1,000 of the music, like you go from nowhere to number three on the charts. That's great. When you go from a bunch of lunatic clowns, like what the Democrats have, and you rocket into third place, that ain't exactly rocketing. 844-551-8255. Hillary Clinton rockets into third place. Let me just explain something to you. If you have to write that headline that Hillary Clinton has rocketed into third place, somebody help me here, but what does that say about your candidates? I'm just curious. Because if you got a rocket into third place and you've got how many, 14,000 Democrats are running for the presidency? And Hillary can come out of nowhere, a crook who accepted hundreds of millions of dollars from countries all over the world and over $140 million from Ukraine. I'm talking about embroiled in controversy. Uranium One. Husband who is a serial rapist. Got her butt kicked, her clock cleaned in 2016. Dang near died on the campaign trail. And you think she's your great white hope? Holy mother of Joe Biden, what are you leftists thinking? Hello? Are you leftists out there listening to me, Kevin Jackson, explain to you the futility of yourselves? I was out for a while. Took a family member for his bucket list trip because he probably won't be around much longer. So the family decided, you know, we're gonna go to Maui. It was a bucket list trip. And here's, you know, my father-in-law with his oxygen tank. But it was a cool thing to watch somebody get to experience something new for himself. And let me tell you, the whole while I'm on this leftist-infested island full of, I'm talking about flower children and the whole deal. I mean, and lamenting the cost of everything. These people are lamenting the cost of everything. Let me just say something. I'll give you a little inside baseball. They were upset that Southwest Airlines now flies to the Hawaii because they said, well, there's the Delta crowd that spends a lot of money, and then there's the Southwest crowd who are just people who are frugal, happy to get over there. And I said to the guy that said that, I said, man, look, if you're an islander, you know what you do? You go to the places that you know are cheap. You buy the cheapest stuff. You should be happy that there's another airline flying people over, particularly during off-peak, just to do anything. But they literally have a distinction between the Southwest Airlines crowd and the, as he said, the Delta crowd. No. Anyway, what did I miss while I was gone? Democrats finally gave up on their ruse, right? Yeah, I know. I took some time off to let the Democrats get their sanity and enter the world of human beings again. And they did it, right? They started becoming human beings again because I was gone. Or maybe you took a vacation. Maybe you took your eye off the ball for a little bit and you thought Democrats found their sanity, right? We got a lot to discuss today. A lot to discuss. And I'm going to warn you, Democrats, what I have to say today is not going to make you feel warm and fuzzy. Yeah, it's not going to be good for you, especially as it relates to, here it comes the dirty word, impeachment. Yeah, but before I get to that, here's a story from AP. The University of Kansas has apologized for a basketball game performance by Snoop Dogg in which Stripper poles were wheeled onto Allen Fieldhouse floor. Fake money was shot over the heads of prospective recruits. Yeah. Snoop Dogg brings in stripper poles and shoots fake cash over the heads of prospective strippers. I don't know where they came from. I don't know whether these are part of Snoop's entourage. But the University of Kansas, where I have gotten my Dole Fellowship, they apologized to the audience for Snoop's act. I'm actually surprised they apologized. I'm actually surprised that they didn't, like, rationalize it in some form or another. You just never know with the left. Yeah. Snoop Dogg. That's just for starters, folks. I'm telling you, we got a ton of nastiness that the Democrats... The reason why I bring that up, because Snoop hates Trump, you know, wants him dead, and there are colleges that book this dude, that wants the president dead, and they don't know what to expect from a dude who calls women witches and smoes, okay, if you know what I'm saying. I'm putting it in a way you can interpret it. Yeah. But they book him. And they're shocked when he brings out a stripper pole and shoots cash over the head of prospects, which, by the way, you can bet many of those well-trained co-eds would love to be a stripper for Snoop. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. The world of leftism, folks, exposes itself routinely, and it doesn't happen in days. In other words, you don't have to go, I wonder what the left is going to do today. No, you need to understand the left exposes its ugly little nasty inner core moments of the day. I'm talking about throughout the day. Not just in any, like, oh, today's horror. You know, like those calendars that have the one-a-day sayings. Or no, leftism will blow your mind multiple times a day. If you stay tuned in, if you have alerts on your phone, I guarantee you, the left is going to do something that makes you go, you kidding. That did not. Kevin, stop. You, man, you must be crazy. Yep. Yeah, but be happy for this, folks. Because leftists watch as their numbers dwindle. Every time one of these idiotic things happens, somebody on the left goes, okay, that's it. I'm done. I'm done with you. Snoop Dogg bringing in stripper poles in college, shooting money over the heads of these prospects. That's it. I'm done. I got a daughter. I got a grandbaby. Be happy for this. Anyway, lots of stuff to talk about. I've come back from a little mini vacation, if you want to call it that. Wasn't quite that. But anyway, we got a ton to talk about. I can't wait to get you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your veterans tip of the day.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Hey, I probably didn't mention this, but when I was going through the Oakland airport coming back from my little mini time off, I saw Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, at the Oakland airport. And there were two armed guards standing. He was sitting in a little area with, like, probably his aide, who was a dude, not black, but he was dark-skinned, maybe Indian, that looked like his assistant. And then there were two dudes standing over to left of him that were trying to pretend like they weren't really with him. But, you know, they had guard written all over them. And, of course, they're armed. And it was funny because I look at the guard. I saw Gavin Newsom, and I went, oh, there's Gavin Newsom. And then I'm walking on past, and you can see the guard look at me like, oh, he recognizes Gavin Newsom. And I wanted to go over and just say, hey, Gavin, Governor Newsom, do you realize how racist the education system is in your state? And have a conversation and get it filmed. But I just ended up, I was in a rush. But, yeah, I saw Gavin Newsom. Yeah, no surprise that he had his armed guards. If you do visit California airports, they got a new thing. It's a 2-3% employee tax. It's called employee equalization tax or something like that. They call it the EE tax. And it's to offset the loss of business that comes from this $15 minimum wage. These guys will tell you, we can't afford what we're doing here. Do you think I'm kidding? Find anybody, my producers don't believe, find anybody that goes through the air. I don't know if it's all airports in California, but in Oakland, California, on my bill, it has 2% in one, on one case, 3% on another, EE tax. And it's already almost 10% tax in California. So what they're doing is everything you do, when they do something, you know, crazy lefty, they just pass it along with, oh, you're going to eat at an airport? You're going to eat at such and such? We're going to do an EE tax. So that's what they're offsetting this $15 an hour with, is this EE tax. Unbelievable. Anyway, they have a solution for everything with their lame brain ideas. They just tax you a crap load more. Yeah. Anyway, we got a ton to discuss today, folks. No good news for leftists, but if you're a conservative, you're going to feel good. If you're an avid listener to the program, then you know why I'm optimistic. It is because I, Kevin Jackson, am observational. And let me explain to you my latest observation, my latest revelation. We are winning the war because we have a true warrior as our leader. A gentleman by the name of Donald Trump confounds the left in ways that they have never in their wildest dreams imagined.
Well, I would think that if they were honest about it, they'd start a major investigation into the Biden. It's a very simple answer. They should investigate the Biden, because how does a company that's newly formed and all these companies, if you look at, and by the way, likewise, China should start an investigation into the Biden, because what happened in China is just about as bad as what happened with Ukraine. So I would say that President Zelensky, if it were me, I would recommend that they start an investigation into the Biden, because nobody has any doubt that they weren't crooked. That was a crooked deal, 100%. He had no knowledge of energy, didn't know the first thing about it. All of a sudden, he's getting $50,000 a month, plus a lot of other things. Nobody has any doubt. And they got rid of a prosecutor who was a very tough prosecutor. They got rid of him. Now they're trying to make it the opposite way, but they got rid. So if I were the president, I would certainly recommend that of Ukraine.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. I told you guys, this was before I left. I said that was the beginning of a boss move. That is a boss move right there, and the beginning of many boss moves that Donald Trump is going to make. Donald Trump says, oh, you want to prosecute me because I'm talking about Ukraine and this crooked deal done by Biden? I'll give you more. China should do the same. Now, I want you to understand the symbolism of what Donald Trump said. He says, oh, you want to impeach me, huh, for bringing up the truth about the crooked deal that the Bidens did in Ukraine? Fine. I'm going to give you even more. I'm going to make you impeach me. Do it. I dare you. Are you watching this blowout, people? Are you watching this one-sided, I'm talking about the heavyweight champion of the UFC beating up on a three-year-old? Because that's what this looks like. You know, no, it doesn't look quite that bad. See, it's more brutal than that, but I don't want you to think of it that way. Because it's beautiful brutality, right? It's beautiful brutality. You try saying that. Especially with these pretty lips. Yes, indeed. Beautiful brutality is what Donald Trump is executing. He said it's a crooked deal 100%. The guy had no knowledge of energy, no knowledge of their business whatsoever. There is no doubt. And you know what? He is 100% right. He just said to the Democrats, Adam Schiff and all of them, Jerry Nadler, kiss my, I'm going to clean it up for you, buttocks. I dare you to impeach me. I dare you. Watch what happens. By the way, I told you guys, I've warned you. See, the Democrats wanted, here's what they were doing. I just want to repeat myself because I think you should understand how this all works. The Democrats did the trial balloon of, oh, we're going to impeach. They've been droning this for 3 years, the day after President Trump got elected. Impeach, impeach, impeach. Don't believe me? Go back and look it up for yourselves. I'm not going to play a bunch of clips. No, don't get them. I don't need them. Anyway. So they impeach, 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 impeach. Then Al Green, Congressman Al Green, lets it out of the cat out of the bag and says, hey, the only way we're going to beat Trump is if we impeach him. Pelosi fights it, fights it, fights it, fights it, fights it. Finally says, you know what? You're right. He's too good. He's defying all the odds and everything we've tried to do. So she jumps on the impeachment bandwagon, and they do what they call an impeachment inquiry. Now, what I want you to understand is for 3 years, they've been testing the idea of impeachment. Test it. See how it plays. See how it plays. The media, if we keep talking about it, if we keep doubling down, if we keep adding stuff to it, Russian collusion now is Ukrainian collusion is now, Chinese collusion is now whatever, and soon the public will want it. And the public is saying, screw you. The public is giving them the old finger. It's saying, no, we don't believe it. In fact, everything is pointing to all the opposite. Every time they talk about impeachment, Donald Trump gets more people. Democrats are walking away. Democrats, are you paying attention? Stop. Stop playing back in the back of the room. Listen up. Your teacher, your professor is telling you all about your dang selves. So nothing's working, and these Democrats are more and more desperate. And let me explain something to you, folks. It's only going to get worse for them. Worse. There are you out there. You're worried. Kevin, I don't know, man. You're sending me messages while I'm on vacation. Technically vacation, it was going with my father-in-law for his bucket list, but whatever you want to call it, and y'all are texting, I don't care, they're doubling down, and Donald Trump's like a warrior out there, impeach me, daring him. Yeah, you should be naked, running through your homes, celebrating right now, that Donald Trump is saying, let me put it to you this way, have you ever seen somebody worry? The look of worry. I know you know the look of worry, right? I want you to look at any press conference, any time the president speaks, and you tell me if you see the look of worry. Because I see it on Democrats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The North Texas man accused of driving to an El Paso Walmart and killing 22 people inside is making his first court appearance this afternoon. The 21-year-old is set to be arraigned just after 2 o'clock Mountain Time on capital murder charges for August's attack. It'll be the first time he'll be seen in public since the murders, and El Paso County prosecutors are planning to seek the death penalty. As House Democrats continue to lead an impeachment inquiry over President Trump's July phone call with the Ukrainian president, The whistleblower's identity is still unknown. Congressman Lee Zeldin of New York tells Fox News,
there's a lot of focus on this whistleblower. What that statement doesn't provide any light on is, why is it that before that attorney was even hired and even knew about the whistleblower complaint, that the whistleblower was already in touch with Schiff and his staff?
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How is your role as Vice President in charge of policy in Ukraine and your son's job in Ukraine? How is that not a conflict of interest?
It's not a conflict of interest. There's been no indication of any conflict of interest from Ukraine or anywhere else. Period. I'm not gonna respond to that. Let's focus on the problem. Focus on this man, what he's doing that no president has ever done. No president.
Things are not going to get any better for Joe. Creepy, crazy Joe Biden. Man, did he run from that? Let's focus on the man. Let's focus on this man. There's been no conflict. Look, let me explain something to you folks. Even the lowest of the Democrat voters go, mm-mm. This does not pass the smell test. And no matter how much the Democrats try to tie Donald Trump to Ukraine, you know what it does? It makes people understand no Russian collusion. Even those who were on the fence, those who were like, oh, Donald Trump had to collude with the Russians. Okay, so that got put to bed. Now it's the Ukrainians, right? So the Ukrainians. So they're going, well, wait a minute. Joe Biden definitely said what he said. I just want to put you in the mindset of even these knucklehead, brain-dead, moronic leftists that call themselves Democrats proudly, that these idiots are starting to wake up. I'm going to be at a walk-away event in Phoenix here soon, and you get 5 minutes, and I swear it's going to be the best 5 minutes of freaking speech that you can have, because I'm going to be telling Democrats, smart move to walk away. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Yeah, they say things are going so well for the Democrats, Hillary Clinton rocketed into third place now. I don't know who she displaced. Did she displace Bernie with the failing ticker? Bernie, 80 years old or whatever he is, that had his mild, what they call it, infarction, or what they call a heart attack, myocardial infarction or something. Bernie had a heart attack. So they needed somebody to replace Bernie in third place, so Hillary Clinton rocketed up to third place. Hillary, I want you to understand the desperation. Hillary Clinton's not even in the race, okay, and she's rocketed into third place. And the presidential candidates on the Democratic ticket. Let me tell you who's rocketing quickly from number one, Joe Biden, which means Elizabeth Warren is rocketing into number one, right? If you were a Democrat, and I'm not asking you to stay there. I'm not asking you to stay stupid. Just go with me for a second. Get stupid for a minute. If you were a Democrat, would you want Elizabeth Warren as your candidate? That screeching shrew? Would you want her as your candidate? I don't think so. So what are we talking about, folks? We're talking about the whistleblower now, right? We got a whistleblower. I use my finger quotes. A whistleblower. See, a whistleblower is supposed to be somebody who's serving the public good, going to expose something that the public is unaware of. And what they want you to believe, this whistleblower, and maybe there's more than one, because we know, we heard there are whistleblowers in waiting. But this whistleblower didn't have firsthand knowledge and is giving us second and third-hand knowledge of what the president has said. And now we're learning, sorry, whistleblower, the information you gave, it was already being investigated by the Ukrainians before Zelensky was even the president. So that's debunked that, number one. Number two, the president of the United States can ask for an investigation into some crooked dealings from another head of state. There's nothing wrong with that. If Obama had asked for it, if he said, look, I'd like you to look into some dealings with people that could, because there's a discussion here in America about what's been going on with this, and we want to stop the crooked nature of this. If Obama has done it, I can guarantee you, I would be okay with, if Donald Trump and Don Jr. had done what Joe and Hunter have done, I would have no problem with any president saying, you know, this is, looks a little sketchy. I would suspect most of you would have no problem with that either. Even knowing how crooked Obama is, I would say, well, hey, he's investigating something and he's investigating. But we need to be investigating more. Let me give you some example of what we need to be investigating. We need to be investigating how people like Pelosi and John Kerry and many others in public service end up getting filthy, stinking rich during their time in public service, something that would be almost impossible to achieve in the private sector. I'd love to see that. I would love to see the level of scrutiny put on Trump, put on every single leftist Democrat in office. And let's see how well they hold up. You can bet if they had to go through the level of scrutiny that Donald Trump has gone, these people would be leaving D.C. like scalded dogs. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, folks. Hey, speaking of this whistleblower I was talking about a second ago, Adam Schiff says the whistleblower is getting death threats. Interesting, Adam Schiff, particularly given that no one knows who the whistleblower is. Are you threatening them? Are the Clintons threatening them? How can you get death threats when nobody knows who you are? So that's a level of desperation, folks. Did I mention that we're winning? Did I mention that when you listen to the program today, you're going to understand how bad things are going for the left? Yeah. Adam Schiff, who wants to hold private meetings. I don't know if you guys saw the ambassador to Ukraine and his testimony, how they parsed it. He said unequivocally, Donald Trump, the president of the United States, said, under no circumstances do we give quid pro quo. In other words, we can negotiate with your country, but we're not asking you to open up an investigation and we'll do this for you. You should want to open up an investigation. And then we learn that an investigation had already been opened up on the Bidens.
Let me tell you that what we learned today. The U.S. government was aware through open source intelligence in February that NABU, an FBI-like agency in Ukraine that fights corruption, in fact, it was started by Joe Biden, that it requested a reopening of the investigation into Burisma, its owner Zolchevsky, and unusual transactions in the Burisma accounts in February of 2019. On March 28, 2019, the General Prosecutor's Office agreed to that request to open an investigation, and they filed a 15-page notice of suspicion alleging that there may be illicit funds that were running through Burisma from 2010 all the way through 2015. That's important because Hunter Biden's on the board for two of those years, 2014, 2015. And specifically, that notice of suspicion said they were looking at the possibility that the $3.4 million paid to Hunter Biden's firm may have been part of the illicit funds that were moving through the company. A month later, in April, the Prosecutor's Office, Open Source Intelligence, again, U.S. government officials confirming they were aware of this, made a request of another investigative agency in Ukraine for assistance in going through these bank records. That is a significant change in the timeline. It was omitted from the whistleblower's complaint, and the question is, did he not know it, or did he exclude it because it didn't fit the narrative he was trying to write? That's a question for Congress to answer.
Do I really need to tell you what's going on? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Again, John Solomon knows what he's talking about. Investigative reporters. Look, there's nothing to look. I mean, this is so easy to look for. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And, oh, so I mean, look, what do you want me to tell you that John Solomon is explaining that Donald Trump didn't do anything wrong? They'd already opened up an investigation on this. He's like, look, you should open up an investigation. If Zelensky had said, oh, well, guess what? We already have. Yeah, we already have. But what's funny is they left it out of the so-called whistleblowers summation. His story involving this, what they conveniently omitted, that this had already happened. Donald Trump asking for what was already going on. Oh, my gosh. And there are other names popping up. I'm going to talk a little bit today, probably, about a guy named John Carlin. Because the whistleblower is directly connected to John Carlin, but you have to know who Carlin is. This all dates back to the timeline of when Admiral Rogers told the then President Trump, the newly elected president, they're spying on you. John Carlin's name came up, and I told people, I said, we have to go find the show, but I told you guys, I said, there's going to be a name, and here's the way you can remember it. You can remember it from George Carlin, the comedian. This guy, John Carlin, conveniently quit. I think he was with the State Department, but he conveniently quit at an amazing time when all this stuff started to break, and I'm going to try to tie that together for you in the show today. But yeah, Solomon's explaining nothing new here. And in fact, this invalidates everything that Schiff wants to do, everything that Pelosi wants to do. But the biggest invalidation of everything that they want to do, the biggest invalidation, the biggest monkey wrench that's thrown into the works, is that right? Yeah, they throw a monkey wrench into the cog or whatever, is Donald Trump. Donald Trump. It's really that simple. Trump is going, I don't care what you guys say. I don't care what you do. You're not going, there will be no look in my eye of fear of you. And I know this. I've been following, when I got back from my little mini vacation, I started following the threads of people. And you know what people are saying? Finally, somebody's standing up for the American people. That's the kind of stuff that Democrats are greeted with every morning with Trump tweets.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Well, the whistleblower was very inaccurate. The whistleblower started this whole thing by writing a report on the conversation I had with the president of Ukraine. And the conversation was perfect. It couldn't have been nicer. I saw Rick Scott. I saw many of the senators talking about it. Many of the congressmen talking about it. Not a thing wrong. Unless you heard the Adam Schiff version where he made up my conversation. He actually made it up. It should be criminal. It should be treasonous. He made it up. Every word of it made up and read to Congress as though I said it. And I'll tell you what, he should be forced to resign from Congress. Adam Schiff, he's a lowlife. He should be forced to resign.
He's a lowlife. Love that. Love that the president, he has immense words. He's a lowlife. And he should be removed. Schiff is now under attack. We'll get more into that. Well, you know what? So let's cover that a little bit because it'll keep it into context. Even though there's more stuff I want to talk about in terms of Trump's boss moves. Boss moves, man. Things that the Democrats never would expect in a million years. because they're so used to getting their way. They're so used to Republicans rolling over. Republicans are finally getting the backbone. People like Andrew McCarthy is one of the most spineless dudes on the planet. He's got a backbone. He's finally getting it. McConnell looks like Superman. I mean, he's like, this impeachment's getting nowhere. But we know what Donald Trump is doing. Donald Trump is saying, I'm not going to even worry about letting the Senate handle this. I'm going to handle my own scandal, and I'm going to make these Democrats eat their crap in the House. That, my friends, is a boss move. But I want to get back to Adam Schiff, because Adam Schiff's under attack, as is Pelosi. People are now calling for their heads, and rightfully so.
Democrats are trying to discredit democracy. This is simple, exactly what it is. And we should go further than censure. He should be removed from the chairmanship of the Intel Committee. And one person makes that decision, the Speaker of the House. I requested that in March. Because let's walk through this. 2 years ago, he lied to the American public where he said he had proof and evidence beyond circumstantial and carried us through this nightmare for the last 2 years. He met with Michael Cohen, his staff, three times? More than 10 hours. He met with Glenn Simpson with Fusion GPS, and now he met with this whistleblower and lied to the American public. Every time they have attempted a coup, there's been one common denominator: the lies and deceit of Adam Schiff. He is now, as you know, a fact witness, and nowhere in our justice system allows a fact witness to be the prosecutor. He needs to recuse himself today, and the Speaker needs to remove him as the chairman.
That was the Kevin McCarthy. Was he like Speaker Pro Tem or something? I don't know. He's behind. He's the Republicans' leader in the House. And he's speaking of all the things that Adam Schiff has done. And I'm telling you right now, Donald Trump has Adam Schiff on the ropes. And worse than that, he's got the Democrats on the ropes. Not worse than that. Good for America. See, defeating the Democrats on impeachment is bigger than you think. It's not just winning the battle. This is winning the war. It means defeating the Democrats on everything. If the Democrats are, I mean, they've gone DEFCON 1 here by saying, oh, no, this is Donald Trump, and he's toast. You know, he did all these different things, and they keep piling on, and, of course, nothing is sticking. And when Donald Trump finally gives them the knockout blow, it isn't just on impeachment. It's on Russian collusion. It's on Donald Trump's the liar, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, for those keeping score, let me ask you this. How many losses have there been for Trump? And if you bring up his financials and say, well, he just lost in court on his financials and he's got to turn them over, whatever, then you aren't watching the game very closely. Because Donald Trump's going to appeal that. And ultimately, it will be determined that he does not have to produce financials. Now, let me just let you in on a little secret. The Democrats know Donald Trump's financials. They know he has nothing to be ashamed of. There's nothing for him to worry about. They know this. They just want to be in the fight. But the problem is, if Donald Trump releases his information, they get a win. And even though there's nothing there, they will consider that a win just by him releasing them with nothing there. They will create something the same way they've done with Ukraine. We know Biden's the one guilty in Ukraine and China, but they want to make it about Trump. So Trump says, no, I'll fight you the whole way just on principle, just on the principle of winning. I want you to understand why that's such a big deal. Go back and, as I said, tell me how many times Donald Trump has lost. I'm talking about blatantly lost. The Democrats did something, boom, he lost. Name one. There are people out there going, oh, he did it. Let me tell you, there is no loss. It's unacceptable for Trump. He will get what he deems to be the win, and you can negotiate and say, well, they got this. When Donald Trump gets what he wants, it's a win, and he will get what he wants, and every time. Now, let me ask you this. How many wins have we had? If you're having trouble going, shoot, man, I mean, Donald Trump, he eventually won on the Muslim ban. He at 1.1 on his taxes. I mean, the Ninth Circuit Court has agreed with him two or three times. He's gotten judges appointed. I mean, the number of wins for Trump are too many to count. I dare you to do this. Google Donald Trump wins and see how many things come up. Go. Then, do yourself a favor, just for fun. Google his losses, and here's what you'll find out. They were temporary. They didn't last. They were, this district court ruled in favor of the Democrats. Yeah, but this appellate court ruled in favor of Trump. Go look. Don't believe me. I'm just a lowly radio show host, Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com. If you think you're winning up to this point, folks, let me just explain something to you. Leftists, you're not going to, earmuffs, you're not going to hear this. You have no clue the number of wins you are about to get. As Donald Trump said, you're going to win so much you get tired of winning. In this particular case, you're not going to get tired of winning. You're going to be very happy to win in this next series of wins. Yeah. Now, if you want to fall for the crap that the media delivers on a routine basis, then you might want to worry. But if you follow what President Trump does to the left, and then you understand that the Democrats built their house of lies on quicksand, you understand what's coming your way. You, my conservative friends that listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, are about to be rewarded in ways you did not even realize could happen. Nirvana is going to come down on you like, manna from heaven? Like manna from heaven. I mean, you're going to feast. And it's already happening. You may not realize it. It's already happening. The president did another boss move. He outlined in a defiant 8-page letter to House Speaker Pelosi and top Democrats why the White House is not going to participate in their, quote, illegitimate and unconstitutional impeachment inquiry. I want you to understand the fact that this dude, this champion of the Republic, has said to Nancy Pelosi, I call you out on your farce. Do you understand how big of a boss move this was? Do you understand? Everything leading up to this moment has been nothing but brilliant. Let Adam Schiff have the rope to hang himself. Let Jerry Nadler bring on Robert Mueller and all these other things. Give them the rope, them hang themselves. Let them then bring in Ukraine. Donald Trump says, you know who the crooked person is. I don't have to tell you. You don't need any more evidence. Look at it. Look at how they're trying to tie me to it. Oh, by the way, it's little Adam Schiff. He singled out who he's going after. He's now got people attacking Schiff, attacking Pelosi for the very same reasons. And then what's he do? He writes a letter to the Speaker of the House and says, you are doing illegitimate and unconstitutional things, and you're the one who's going to end up on the hot seat. I mean, folks, let me tell you something. If Donald Trump isn't orchestrating this, then God is watching over this dude like you've never believed. If he is orchestrating it, you better know you have one of the smartest dudes on the planet in the White House. And you better be grateful for it. Smartest guy on the planet. Not going to participate in it. Unconstitutional and illegitimate. He says these proceedings have run roughshod over congressional norms and his own due process rights. Yeah. Pat, they said his name is Cipollone, wrote the letter. He said, perhaps the most historic letter the White House has sent. Tees up a head-on collision with the Democrats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.